The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. What should our thinking be when we're sharing or giving our testimony? Plus, we examine time and how poor of a job we do at telling it. And we'll close with the Bible view of how we want to look at our lives at the end.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. All right, so surviving is when you're in the water and you're barely treading. Living is you're doing better than treading, but you're not sunning. And then prevailing is when you're on top of the water walking with the Lord. Politics, entertainment, and current events. I think I'll skip all those today. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 10 numbers that can change your life. Hey, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. Because they said the word hey in 30 seconds twice. That proves it. It's really simple. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, we're going to start off by giving some acknowledgement to our good doctor, Dr. Brandon Brown, also known as Dr. B, the director of the Specific Chiropractic Center. It's real easy. Snap, crackle, pop, or you can get some work on your back and get it fixed like we do. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, you can go to him by going to drbrandonbrown.com. 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 Did you get that? drbrandonbrown.com. Pretty simple. Here we go. I'm going to check with Wonder Julie because we are on a Friday. Fridays are always nice because we know we got like an hour. Like an hour, then traffic. I got to go to the gym today. So, you know, that's still included in a work day. I consider that work at almost
going
60.
To the gym.
Yeah, I mean that's not.
Isn't it pepperoni pizza day?
It is pepperoni pizza.
So you probably
pizza.
Need to go to the gym.
I really wish I could just go get a pepperoni pizza, sit there and eat it, and then when my wife comes home, she'll say, "Did you work out?" And I can say, "Yes, I worked my abs." See. That's a way to work your abs right there. Yeah. Pepperoni pizza day, folks. So if you're thinking about having a pepperoni pizza, go ahead. This is the day for that, right? This is the day. I do want to say that I've noticed my grass has not grown. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's fate, Texas, or if it's all of Texas. But even though we got a little rain, because we didn't get very much rain at all, it's not – I mean, it's almost like it hasn't moved at all, which really makes me look a lot better than my neighbor – who had not cut his yard in like 3 weeks. His looks like it's overdone.
Like it hasn't been cut in 3 weeks?
Yeah, like it hasn't been cut in 3 weeks. So everybody drives by and goes, oh, who's that? That's what they used to do to me last year. Then I got a mower. How are you doing? You doing pretty good? Things going good? Right? You just hit your off button. Go ahead. Try it again.
Dang it. I hit the wrong button. Yes, it's Friday. I'm ready for it to be done.
Do you know who Dallas is playing this weekend by a chance? We need a caller to call in and just tell us who. But don't get all spiritually overly. I just couldn't figure it out. I know that the Lions are playing themselves.
I know it's a noon game again.
Is it really? Why do they do that?
I like noon games.
You do?
Yeah, because then I get to watch them.
Oh, because if it's too late, you have to go to bed or what?
Yes, during the week. I don't get to watch Monday Night Football or Thursday Night Football.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. You have to get up like at 3 a.m.
Yeah,
or something, right?
I go to bed at, 7:30. We're playing the Dolphins.
Ah. Oh, that ought to be a wipeout, right?
Let's hope.
Dolphins are, come on. This isn't Kick, Zonka, and Greasy. This is another place. All right, that's good. So we'll be watching that. And then again, you'll see the Lions play the Michigan Wolverines. Oh, wait, that's college and pro. Yeah, but it's about the same. If you understand Detroit Lions, you really get that. All right, let's talk real quickly about what our testimony should be when we're testifying to people. Here's my question. I'm waxing philosophical. I'm waxing. What should our thinking be when we're sharing or giving our testimony? And I came across this in Genesis 41:16, took me over to Acts 3:12-13, really made me think about it, because sometimes when I share my testimony, if I'm sharing my testimony, so let's be honest, I don't share it everywhere I go. I'm not like Arthur Blessett, and everywhere I go, it's like blah, blah, blah. It's not like that. I typically will see if there's an opportunity to share, but I'm not always conscious, always mindful. I pray to do better at that, like we all should be. But it dawned on me that sometimes when I do share, I'm trying to accomplish something. And that is not really why or what we should be doing when we're sharing. In other words, when you share, you're like, I hope I can say enough good things to plant seeds. Everybody wants to plant seeds. That makes it easier. And then everybody wants to be able to say, a person said, hey, that really helped, and I'm really going to pray, or you even want to have an opportunity. Maybe you can pray with me. Maybe I can accept the Lord. There's a lot of things that you want to take place. But as I read this text, it dawned on me a little bit more about maybe our mindset, which might give us a little more freedom in sharing. Here it is, Genesis 41:16. We're going to deal with Joseph in another segment as well. Joseph answered Pharaoh, because Pharaoh was looking for an interpretation of the dream. And so he asked him, and here is what Joseph said. Joseph then answered Pharaoh, saying, "It is not in me. God will give Pharaoh a favorable answer." In other words, one of the things that Joseph did that I thought was amazing was he immediately said, look, God can do anything. He can answer you. He can change this. He can flip the world upside down, whatever the case, but it's not me. And I think what happens when we're sharing our testimony with other people is that we think, well, am I qualified to share? Do I live a good enough life? Do I reflect Jesus enough? No, you don't on any of those things. But can you be a vessel to share about God's love? Yes. And when I say you don't reflect Jesus enough, it's not that you're not putting your heart into it. It's not that you don't reflect Jesus. It's just that reflecting Jesus in fullness, that's miraculous. And that's what you want coming through you versus you and I and anybody else trying to coordinate it for somebody else. The whole idea here is that this whole salvation thing is not yours to give. It's not mine to give. It's ours to share. And then the rest of that's up to the Lord. And I think people are hesitant to share because they think, well, maybe the other person will reject, or they won't say yes, or they won't acknowledge, and then I'll look like a fool, or it'll come off bad, or it'll show that I don't know how to share, or it'll show that I'm not quite the way that Billy Graham was, or whatever the case may be. No person ever saved any other person in regards to eternal salvation. Only God does it. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of salvation, not us. In Acts chapter 3:12-13, it says, "But when Peter saw this, he replied to the people, 'Men of Israel, why are you amazed at this? And why do you gaze at us as if by our own power or holiness we made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, the one whom you delivered and disowned in the presence of Pilate when he decided to release him.'" Peter and John, when they were sharing this, they were, look, this whole thing that you're seeing, this isn't because of us. And why that's important is because that should take off pressure for you to think, I got to say it perfectly, I got to look it perfectly, I got to do the four spiritual laws exactly the way that Jack Chick Tracks used to say, I've got to walk the Romans road perfectly. I was listening to a sermon from a guy many, many years ago, and he was trying to put together maybe a theological step-by-step. And he got through the whole process, and he looked at the audience, and he goes, you know why I'm a Christian? And this is what he said. Now, listen to how simple this is. He goes, because God is really cool to me. It's like, there you go. That's powerful. And you think, well, that's not exactly theologically correct. Yes, it is. God is cool, and he's cool to us. Now, yes, I know that's modern-day lingo, and they wouldn't have done that in the earlier eras, but that is how we talk today. And it's important to understand that when you're communicating as a vessel. In fact, the majority of things that take place when you see somebody getting touched is somebody sharing their story. You don't have to make up anything. What'd God do for you? Tell somebody that. You think, well, I don't know. He's answered some prayers. We know for sure he answered one prayer when you said, please accept me. We know for sure he answered one of your prayers where you became a Christian and you realized that there is eternal life in your existence. You can share that and all the other things the Lord has done for you. Let's just think about how many times God has really saved your life, answered prayer, delivered you from a terrible situation, brought you out of the depths of depression, helped you with your spouse so your spouse wasn't so bad, helped you with your spouse so you weren't so bad. Or maybe the Lord gave you grace and got you out of a situation that you needed to get out of. You know what? They all qualify. They're all individualistic in the context of God's fingerprints, but they're all God's fingerprints. Share it. Just remember, this is not you. It is not up to you. It is not was not within Joseph to give the answer that Pharaoh was looking for. It was up to God. Joseph was just presenting himself. It wasn't Paul or Peter. It wasn't John who made that guy walk. It was God. They were just like, yep, we'll pray. That's the ticket. Okay? All right. Gonna take our break here, come back, got so much stuff to do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program. Fact, Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer is the Benefit Link. This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. Fact, for no cost, the Benefit Link has advocates available on a direct basis every day who are ready to help you. Call 972-BENEFIT. That's 972-BENEFIT. Or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. Fact, this is great for you, so act now.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, he's crying. Now, I was still of the mindset that men don't cry, okay, just so you can know. And I'm getting mad because it's my story and he's crying. And I'm thinking, it's my story. Why are you crying? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And he's crying. He's apparently a good crier. I don't know what a good crier is. I learned after my dad died, but I mean, somewhat. But this is real. You know, he's sobbing. And I'm like, and he looks up at me after he's cried for about a minute and a half. And his eyes are red. And he looks at me and he says, this is how the Lord hurts for you. And that was it. Bam. It was like somebody just took a hammer and broke my hard heart and my, you know, my
pride attitude and my over-arrogance and my everything. Looking at that guy showing me crying and tears, and all I could think of was Jesus wept.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to, you can reach out to us via email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. You can also go to our website, davidspoonmedia.com, because that's my handle. There we go. All right. Let's pull out a trivia question. And then with the trivia question, while the trivia question is going on, while you have that opportunity, we will read our next sponsor. So we'll do these in kind of in concert. So here's the trivia question. This is kind of an interesting, not a complex one, pretty easy for those that are in the Bible. Who dreamed of a ladder that reached between heaven and earth? Who dreamed of a ladder that reached between heaven and earth? Call us at 972-445-0770 as we tell you this particular segment brought to you by our good friends at The Benefit Link. I got a peaceful, easy feeling. Medicare is a national health insurance program, but it can be really confusing, doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. So the answer is The Benefit Link, zero-cost service to help seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support, no cost. If you got Medicare and you're thinking, I need something more, I need additional help services, this is who you want to talk to for no charge. 972-BENEFIT, 972-BENEFIT, or you can go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. Hey, I did it. I got through the whole thing without misspelling it, even though it's right in front of me. It's amazing. Okay, here you go. For those, I know you guys know this, and some people always hold back because they want other people to get a chance, and that's cool. I think that's pretty cool. Who dreamed of a ladder that was between heaven and earth? Who dreamed of the ladder? Angels going up and down on it. Jesus even made reference to it. Okay. Let us, in fact, actually, I think he made reference to it in John 1, which is funny because the original is in Genesis. All right, let's go into this next segment because I am moving forward. And here we go with this moving forward. Out of Matthew chapter 23, verses 8 through 11, it says this. But as for you, do not be called rabbi, because you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. Do not call anyone on earth your father, because you have one father who is in heaven. And do not be called masters either, because you have one master, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. That's what Jesus said. Matthew 23, 8 through 11. Some people get a little legalistic when Jesus is teaching. He uses illustrations. He uses pictures. He speaks in the deepest possible terms. And then people will kind of go crazy on that. Like when he said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. It's not like you take your left hand in your pocket and hide it from your right hand. You're missing the point. And so it is when some people read this. Here is the big key. There is one master. There is one rabbi. There is one teacher. There is one heavenly father. There is one. There is one. There is one. And we are all brothers and sisters in the Lord. And the big element here has to do with 1 Corinthians 1:29, that no flesh should glory in his presence. We talked about this before. When we get to heaven, it's not going to be about your fantasticness. It's not going to be about how great you are, how great you aren't. It's all going to be about Jesus Christ. He is the star. In lieu of that, towards one another, we are brothers and sisters. We're relatives. I happen to be a guy that has an outstanding relationship with my brother. I love my brother. He's a great guy. He led me to Christ. Okay? He should be doing a little bit more music playing. And if he's listening, ha-ha. But here's the bottom line. He's my brother, and we're trying to serve the Lord and honor the Lord. We do it together. And this is what gets missed, I think, is we start, I think we have a tendency to elevate. So you'll have somebody that will teach, like we have Pastor Morris coming on in a couple of weeks. People elevate, think these people are super duper spiritual. And by golly, when they walk into the room, angels tremble. No, they don't. Just so you can know, angels don't tremble when people walk in rooms, okay? Even if the Apostle Paul walked in the room, the angel wouldn't be going, oh, it's the Apostle Paul. In fact, the demon said, well, I heard about Paul. Jesus, I know. I heard about Paul, but I don't know who you are. In other words, there's a limitation on our plane as to how great we all is. We're companions together. We're in this together. Psalm 119:63, I am a companion of all who fear you. And it's ironic because instead of elevating one another, we should be recognized. Look, one gets elevation in all things that he might have the preeminence. That's Jesus Christ. The best leaders that we have in the entire church are the people that serve and are the greatest servants. The greatest of all are those that are probably least known. Just think how the widow woman gave so little, but in the mind of God, it was so much. Because in the mind of man, promotion and exaltation and people in power and people, it's like people live for it. People would actually rather have fame and power than money. Recognition. And I understand that in radio, you want people to listen and you want things to take place. But you got to get that that's more fleshly than it is spiritual. And it is all of us working together. Matthew 20:28 says, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many. If Jesus Christ becomes a man and then surrenders his life on our behalf, nobody else can take any other glory for anything, because that already is far beyond any extreme that any of us will do. Way past it. And what we need to remember is that there does need to be a greater sense of love. Now, I'm aware that there's doctrinal differences, but again, and I'm sure I will go to my grave unless the Lord comes back just defending this. Those doctrinal differences, first of all, they're in a very small percentage out of 100 items. They're 2 or 3 items. And second of all, it does not acknowledge when we sit there and fight against each other what Jesus said in John 13:35. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. And it's ironic because this love is for one another. People talk about loving their enemies. People talk about loving their neighbors. We don't talk a whole heck of a lot about loving our brothers and sisters in the Lord. And just because your brother or sister goes a different path or looks at things differently does not diminish them as your brother or sister. Again, that's why one of the coolest things that you ever get to see is on Easter. Do you know what happens at Easter? The churches will come together and have a sunrise service. Different denominations, different people, different backgrounds coming together to acknowledge the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is when we're starting to get close. It's like, oh, And it's amazing because our care for one another, no matter what that denominational difference is, our care is a testimony. When I was going through my master's degree, we had a very contentious class. Believe it or not, I was contentious in a class. And the whole process, whole element was people wanting to placate the world in order to be accepted by the world. Hey, if you want to be accepted by the world, don't be a Christian. Okay? There you go. That'll solve your problem. If you want the world to love you and think you're fantastic and just, you know, throw roses at your feet, do not be a believer in Jesus Christ. If Jesus was walking today, he would be number one on the hit list. On every media banquet, on every social, they'd all be against him. Because he wouldn't put up with the ridiculousness that we as a church tend to put up with. Here's the bottom line. You live for the Lord, and your brothers and sisters, those are your blood relatives. Oh, they're not blood relatives. I'm sorry. Isn't it the blood of Jesus Christ by which we're saved? You know, you heard that expression, right? Blood is thicker than water. You ever heard that? That's a great expression. You're right. The blood of Jesus Christ is thicker. It's just... All I'm saying is we need to have that mindset, that attitude, that approach, that way of going about it. You are brothers and sisters in the Lord. And I'll tell you I'll tell you this because I only have like a minute and a half. So somebody who is really hurting other people in the Christian church, I just got a notification from my brother that they had a stroke. Okay? I don't pray that person dies. I hope the Lord heals that person, raises that person up, gives them joy, and gets them back on the track that the Lord would just be tickled to have and that people would be blessed by. That's not my enemy. That person's going to be in eternity with me. I hope that person recovers. I pray for him. And that's how we should be. We don't rejoice when our spiritual different people are, oh, they fell. Ha, 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 ha. I knew they were no good. That's worldly. That's carnal. We should be weeping when people are hurting within the church. We laugh together. We cry together. We live together. We die together. Get it? All right. Okay, now. On a cheerier note, the next segment, I promise, will be more fun. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well. Get to feeling groovy again.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
An important part is to understand the Philistine rulers were political leaders. They were political leaders. They got together for a political solution. That's what happened. That's what happened. The priests got together and made a decision. Instead of trying to overcome the power of God, they thought they'd make an offering to God. Return the ark to Israel, that spiritual solution worked. Got that? So political rulers making political decisions, failure. Priests making an offering to God and returning things to their proper place, solution. That's the key, people. I think that's the key. That's what we need. That's why we need a strong spiritual core
in the church. Not just you in your church, but the church in large. Trust me. Trust me when I say this. When they start shooting Christians because we're Christians, when it becomes more like China and they start beating us because we're Christians, the denominational issue will fade to the white.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, just stick your hand out the window and wave. Oh, I see that hand. Oh, I see that hand too. Oh, hey, don't climb out of the window. Just stick your hand out of the window. DavidSpoonMedia@gmail.com and then the website DavidSpoonMedia.com. This segment brought to you by, in fact, you just heard his commercial just a second ago, our very own Jamie Blumenthal. President of Retirement Strategies and Solutions, retiretherightway.com. That is their website. Pretty simple. Plan right, retire the right way. They are not unaware that not all the plans that we make are perfect and that they all work perfectly and everything is perfect, and they get it. But it doesn't mean you should do nothing. Do you know that? That's actually what happened in the early church is people thought that the rapture was coming back then earlier, and they stopped working. They didn't do anything, and they just hung around and thought they were just waiting for the rapture to take place, and they did no planning, no occupying, no idea of industry whatsoever. One, they were way, way, way wrong, and two, they even got 1 Thessalonians written about those people and 2 Thessalonians about stopping that. Like, knock that off. You gotta keep moving forward until you hear the trumpet blow. The idea is to make a plan. Get something planned in there. If you have no plans, then you are going to just – it's all just going to go right in your face. Don't do that. RetireTheRightWay.com. That's the website from Jamie and Nancy. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. Okay? All right. Now, let's go back to our trivia. Wait. I guess we don't have to go back to the trivia because somebody is on the phone already. So I'm going to wait and then let's see what they say. Dave has lost his mind. Okay. Well, this could be, you know, a relative of mine. Or let's see. Here comes the phone. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is your brother Ace. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I love your dichotomy of church. You're so on base and on right. I wish you was my pastor, actually. Well, you are in a way, because I get to listen to you almost every day. So I think you're my pastor because I believe in what you tell me.
All right, and do be afraid. You got your radio on going on at the same time by chance? Because it sounds like you're getting a little bit of echo, a little bit of feedback, or is that just a window?
I'm sorry. It's maybe not my voice, maybe.
Okay, not a problem. All right. So I kind of missed your last line there, so I need you to repeat it because, one, I'm getting older, and two, I didn't hear you.
No, I understand. I wish you were my pastor, and I consider you as my pastor because I listen to your programs, and I agree with what you tell me. And I think it's the wise words for me to listen to and take heed to do what you say.
I appreciate that. All right, let me ask you this, my brother. Do you know the latter answer? Did you kind of know already? Did you kind of like, oh, I know who this is?
Yeah, it was pretty easy for me there. But I think it is. I'm going to humble myself.
Okay, so whose ladder was it?
Jacob's ladder.
It was what?
Jacob's.
That's
ladder.
Right. You're correct. And here's the thing. Here's the thing about that. I'm just glad you came in and you answered right. But why I brought that up, ironically, is, you know, what I do is I study like in different parts of the Bible, like all week long. I kind of go all over the place. But today I was in John, and it was very striking how in the very beginning of John, it talks about in the beginning was the Word, which is our connection to Genesis 1:1. But then Jesus talks about Genesis with Jacob in Genesis 28 at the end of chapter 1. And I thought, man, it's like that – there is something there where you know, he's telling people, look, in me, there's going to be up and down in the ladder. And you can see angels going up, angels going down. And Jesus is that connection between heaven and earth. And it's just like that is so powerful that ladder got a face in John chapter 1. I mean, it's just a powerful, powerful idea.
I agree. Yeah. Totally. And your description of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost was a pretty phenomenal. I really liked the way you answered that one. I still had a little thought that, well, they were all different writers. There wasn't all one writing that whole scripture book, and maybe they just wanted to thought ghost and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, my friend. I hope you're going to be planning on having an excellent weekend. And I hope you. And if it's going to be a working weekend, make sure to take breaks. Okay. Excellent job, my friend. Okay. Did we lose him? I think we lost him. Okay. All right. I just want to make sure he knew. Good job, Jacob's ladder. Okay. You all right there? Okay. You're looking at me like what? What? Okay. Boy, I say okay a lot. Okie dokie. Hey there. Uh-huh. I say all of those things a ton, don't I?
They're crutch phrases in radio.
Is that what they are?
Yeah. You're stalling for time.
Is that what it is? You're thinking about your next thought, and it's kind of like a bridge. Like a bridge. See, like a see? I'd rather just tell you what's going on, because that way, you know, when I mess up, you go, oh, that's just Dave. That's how I look at that. Here you go. This is actually, we only have so many minutes, but I want to get this one of my favorite parts. Speaking of Genesis, speaking of this whole process in regards to the connection between Jesus and the connection between the beginning of our existence, I want you to see something about time. Now, if many of you have a watch, if you have a watch, raise your hand. Okay, I see those hands. That's a joke, people. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is this. Pharaoh said this. This happened when Joseph was getting ready to interpret the dream, right? Here, and we talked about Joseph in the very first segment. Here's what happened. Pharaoh sent for Joseph, and he was quickly brought to the dungeon, brought from the dungeon. He had shaved and changed his clothes, and then he came before Pharaoh. You had to be presentable in order to get before Pharaoh. He gives the interpretation of the dream, and then Pharaoh says this: "You shall be in charge of my palace, all my people, and will submit to your orders. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you." So Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt." Pharaoh took his signet ring from his finger, put it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in robes of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. Here's what I want you to get. Ready? Watch this. Ready? It is possible that Joseph was in jail a 11-year span. It is possible, and that's probable, it is possible that he spent 2 years in that jail after he told the cupbearer and the baker their dreams. He's a guy at 17 years of age that was sold by his brothers. He works for Potiphar, falsely accused of trying to attack and rape a woman. He gets thrown in jail. Didn't do anything wrong. Nicest guy on the planet? We don't know. But he didn't do anything wrong that he gets identification for. The guy is in jail. He's in a dungeon. He has to be shaved, which means, you know, he looked horrible. And they had to change his clothes in order for him to come before Pharaoh. And what happened? Here's what I want you to get. From the prison to the throne in one sentence in the Bible. Verse 40 in Genesis 41:40. You shall be in charge of my palace, and all my people are to submit to your orders. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you. This guy went from the prison to the throne in one sentence. Now, why am I saying it that way? So that you can understand that it only takes a moment for a miracle in your life. There is not a requirement in the kingdom of God that, well, I've got to align Pluto, former planet, with Jupiter and make sure that the rings of Saturn are just so that it glistens. That does not exist. It only takes a moment for a miracle. By the way, if you're trying to figure out what a moment is, it's even in that phrase, it's even faster than a twinkle, which is 100,000 times faster than a blink. That's all it takes. You can be in what you would perceive as a prison, and within the end of a sentence, you can be on the throne. Because it's not a matter of how you perceive time and I perceive time. It's a matter of how God wants to do what God wants to do. Maybe you got something going on and you've been struggling with it for a long time. I know I do. Maybe it's just been a real burden for you. I've got stuff like that going on. You cannot forget, nor can I, nor can anybody. It only takes a moment for the Lord to rearrange all of it. That's all it takes. And you might be saying, yeah, well, I need that moment to come. No, you see, you need God to do it the way God does it, because his timing is perfect. And our timing is terrible. That's why this segment has to do with examining how we tell time. We tell time terribly. But God knows the perfect time for each element to have the perfect manifestation or non-manifestation. God has all of that in the palm of his hand. His wristwatch is so cool. It's so cool, the universe is set by it. Oh, is that good? That's a good line, huh? God's wristwatch is so cool, the universe is set by it. That's right. A little more than a Rolex. That's all I'm saying. The Lord knoweth what he doeth if. It's you and I-eth that can't tell timeth. Get it? We're the ones that don't understand how the process works. We're Martha and Mary. Well, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. That's what we say. God has a better watch, and it only takes a moment for a miracle. And when you and I stop believing that, we stop having faith. If you want to know where that really all leads to, our lack of faith is something that Jesus chides us for, as he did the disciples. We need to believe, okay? We need to have faith. Only a moment for a miracle. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere. All the mankind, destroying
everyone and everything they find. Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now listen, I've done a lot of interviews, and every once in a while you do an interview with somebody who's legendary, and he doesn't even know why he's legendary. And when I tell him, he's going to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. The legendary Josh McDowell with us, co-authoring the book with his son, Sean, The Beauty of Intolerance, joins us live. Josh, are you there with us?
It's sure better to join you live than dead.
I love it.
The David Spoon Experience.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy, too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now, and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, where operators are standing by. Let's see. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. We're going to throw out a trivia question, then do our read. We have a very tight time frame here, so I'm just telling you, if you got the answer, give it. If you don't worry about it. King Herod in Acts chapter 12 was eaten by what? Eaten by what? That's all I'm going to leave it at. We're going to talk to you right now about Mr. Restore.
Come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
All right, Mr. Restore, the owner Clint and the entire crew there, 24/7 emergency response and on site within 60 minutes. Family owned and operated, 50 years of restoration experience, and thousands of happy customers. A plus rating with the BBB, works with all insurance companies, advanced drying technologies, free evaluations. You want to go to MrRestore.com. Mr. M-R, Restore, R-E-S-T-O-R-E, .com. You can call them at 877-631-7576. That's 877-631-7576. Any fire or water damage going on, any sewage removal, any restoration services, these are the people. These are the people. Okay? Okay. All righty. Once again, I'm going to ask that trivia question, see if anybody has an answer to it. King Herod, Acts chapter 12, was eaten by what? He didn't give glory to God, so he was eaten by what? Something ate him. Tuffy. All right, here we go. As we are winding down for the week, I hope everybody was blessed this week, and we're going to pray at the end that everything stays strong. Here is something I want to take a peek at that we've never really talked about before, and that is what the Bible views as how we want to look at our lives at the end. Now, if we are fortunate, before I finish this sentence, you will hear a trumpet blow, and we'll be gone, and it'll be over. But if that does not happen, and the Lord doth delay, then we are going to go through until he calls for you and I individually, personally, a trumpet, so to speak. That's what Billy Graham used to say. Personal trumpet from the Lord. Genesis 25:8. Abraham breathed his last and died in a ripe old age, an old man, and satisfied with life, he was gathered to his people. Number one, Abraham breathed his last on earth. Number two, it was at a ripe old age. Number three, he was satisfied. When the Bible talks to us about Abraham and Abraham looking at his life, when he breathed his last, he breathed at a ripe old age and he was satisfied. He didn't do everything perfect. There's nothing in the scripture that indicates Abraham was perfect, but he was satisfied. He walked by faith. In fact, this was his testimony in the Old Testament. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 7. Our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? Isaiah 41, 8. But you, Israel, my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, you descendants of Abraham, my friend. You getting that friend theme? You know why Abraham was satisfied with his life? He was in friendship with God. People talk about they get towards the end, and you see this, and they look back, or they create a bucket list, or they look back, and, oh, I don't have any regrets, or I do have regrets, or I have some regrets, but not enough regrets, or I have too many regrets, and all that stuff. Who cares? When you look back on your life, you need to have I and God were friends. You especially need to have that moving forward, because through the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, you will continue that friendship. It's ironic because in heaven, that is one thing that will keep going, is your friendship with the Lord throughout all of eternity. Your rewards will be known. Your things that we can grasp, I guess, will be known. But your connection with the Lord will continue and develop until either the Lord instantaneously makes it perfect, whatever the case may be. So when you're in a relationship with the Lord now, all you're doing is tapping in to where you're going. So when you look back over your life, in order to look back with a satisfaction, there needs to be a connection with the Lord. If you're listening and you've not heard this before, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, every one of us. And the wages of sin is death. But there is a free gift of God, and it's an eternal life in Christ Jesus. And God showed us this love for us, that while we're still sinners, he died for us. And if you who are listening right now will declare with your mouth, Jesus is the Lord, and believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And you will have a friendship with God for all eternity. Everybody who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. In John 3:16, it says, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. All you got to do is pray this prayer. And all you got to do is acknowledge this prayer. You don't have to speak it wisely. You just got to say it in sincerity. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit on me, for I believe that you rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth that you died for my sins according to the scripture. You were buried, and 3 days later you rose again. You ascended to the Father and are coming back soon, and I thank you for this, in this new life you've given me. I praise you and pray this in your name. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. You have a friendship that will go forever with God. You have an eternity that will be forever. And all of the things that you've been heaping on your own self with the guilt and everything, Jesus Christ paid the price at the cross. You're done. You can surrender now in Jesus and let him begin to work in you. Not so that you can be some goody two-shoes, but this so you can be reflective of the love and the mercy and the grace God has and has shown you through Jesus Christ. That's the cool stuff. You know, the religious, I understand, but the way we've made religion, now it's like, I got gas. It's like, look, I want to live forever, and I want to dance on streets of gold, and I want it to be cool. What's wrong with that? That's what Jesus provides for us. Okay, I'm going to give the answer to the trivia question because I want to pray, and I try to give time, but I didn't give the number, so sometimes I know. I'm sure I'm going to get a couple of emails. You forgot to give the number. I know.
They could have emailed the answer.
Yeah. You could email the answer, and then I'll come back on Monday and go, yeah, right. That was right. King Herod, Acts chapter 12, was eaten by worms. Ooh. Hungry little worms, weren't they? Hungry little worms. That's because he didn't give glory to God. And you don't give glory to God? Yeah, yeah. Good luck. Probably won't work out that well for you. All right, let's pray over everything for the week and just ask God to bless the people of God in general, the family of God, your brothers and your sisters. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now. We thank you and praise you for every person that's listening. Just ask you, Lord God, that you would connect with your children and that we would separate our time out and make sure that we acknowledge you over this weekend and over the upcoming week, that we would be sensitive to you and aware of what you're doing. Let us not allow the world to pollute us. Let us not give in to temptations. Let us not fall for Satan's traps or his attacks. Instead, Lord, let us draw closer to you. Let us draw ever closer to you, step by step, one item at a time. What we've heard this week and what we'll hear this weekend, if it's good, let us keep it. Let us hold on to it for everything we have. And if it's not that great, Lord, just let it fall by the wayside. Help us in these things. Empower us by your Spirit. Let us be reflective of the cross of Jesus Christ. Your goodness is beyond measure. You are great and you are awesome. We praise you and pray in Christ's name. Amen and amen. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 71-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.